Question number 9. Coming to pay attention to the way we think is a lifelong process that we can benefit from greatly. And when we think about a circumstance, it leads us to feel something about it. And that feeling leads us to act a certain way. And those actions begin to make up the results and the reality we see in our lives before us. We can rarely change our circumstances and the goings-on around us. But 100% of the time, we can acknowledge the circumstance, assess the thoughts that we think the most about that circumstance, determine the feelings, etc., and then decide if those are the thoughts we want to think, feelings we want to feel, etc. This is where we have free will, not so much in the thoughts, the unintentional, uncontrollable thoughts that come in, but we have the free will then to sit down, write out how these thoughts, feelings, and actions could be different. Can we reach for ones that are more intentional, more controlled? And lo and behold, when we do that, things really can begin to shift. You start to put on a new self, as Paul describes in Ephesians, and begin to think more in line with the truth about every circumstance and the truth about who you are. Christ's questions make it so clear that he desires for us to get in tune with the way we think, the way we do, knowing the feelings and actions that follow may just lead us into sin if left unchecked or left justified because we didn't want to simply think about it differently. So perhaps if we can start by mastering the art of shifting our uncontrolled thoughts, those unintentional thoughts that are in reaction to ourselves or to our circumstances, to a more controlled, specific, intentional, refined thoughts, we'll have more and more freedom. We will be better and better at making choices that will help us live healthier and healthier lives. I don't think we can hear Jesus ever say this verse to us too many times throughout our lives. If we can challenge our own thoughts the way Jesus does in the scriptures, our transformation is so close at hand. Now I leave you with another variation of one of Christ's questions from Mark chapter 2, verse 8. Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things?" Again, Mark chapter 2, verse 8. Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things?"